For students and teachers in the village of Nanwalek, this academic year will likely be very different from years past. They are the recipients of a technology grant from Apple that could change the face of education in the village. KBBI's Shady Grove Oliver has more.
Sally Ash is sitting in her large classroom at Nanwalek School.
Hello, my name is Sally Ash. I grew up in Nanwalek. Well, Nanwalek Miyugwa. I am from Nanwalek, and my dad's name is Sargis Kavaznikov, and my mother's name is Juanita Melsheimer.
She's a Sukhtun language teacher here.
I think it gives them a background of who they are, where they come from, and the knowledge that's sitting right here where they're living, you know, it enriches their life as they get older too. You know, how to live and get along in the world, but do it the right way.
Because language is intertwined with culture and values.
There's a lot of studies being done that if you know more than one language, it makes you smarter. And not only if a speaker wants to go outside of Nanwalek or, you know, somewhere else and become a rocket scientist, they could, you know, they could. Or if they want to stay home and be a subsistence or help out with the fish here. Or, you know, things like that, they could. They have a choice, you know, so they're not stuck with one thing.
Like all of the teachers in the school, for years she's made do with aging instructional materials like her yellowing dog-eared dictionary and too few copies of important textbooks. But now one wall of her classroom is filled with a smart board, an interactive piece of technology that takes the place of the traditional chalkboard.
I was so, scared when we first got it. I was like, how is it going to benefit, you know, in my class? How am I going to use it?
Apple is not leaving things to chance.
That's school principal Nancy Klein. She was contacted by Apple last year to apply for the special grant program. Apple started the program to bring technology into schools in low-income areas in response to President Obama's Connect Ed initiative. Nanwalek was the only school selected in the state of Alaska and one of only 114 total in the country. As a result, it's receiving an iPad for each one of its 80 students and every teacher and aide. In addition, all teachers are getting MacBooks. There are now Apple TVs in every instructional area, not just classrooms, an iMac for the front desk, storage carts for the students' pads, and charging stations for every room.
They've given us 17 days of professional development. They've given us 3 years of support. They've had team after team come out to test the infrastructure and work with us to develop a strategic plan so that it really will be successful for our instruction.
They've also provided funding for teachers to purchase apps specific to their classes and subject areas. Klein says that's the key. It's about more than just technology. It's about changing the whole learning environment.
We really have a lot of hope for this with the students and the parents and the community being partners. I think we're truly going to be able to transform teaching at Nanwalek School.
Sally Ash already has big plans for her students and their new gadgets this year, both in the classroom and in the village, starting with the old books.
The pages are really torn and well-used books and that we want to put on the board so the kids will be able to see and we'll be able to record our elders, and we could take our iPad out and we'll take pictures of things, bring them back, identify them, write the name, you know, and that sounds exciting to me too.
She also wants to set up regional speaking sessions with other schools in the Prince William Sound area using a video program.
It really makes me happy. I get really emotional because it's one of my passions is that the kids, you know, I want them to learn Sukhtun, and to hear them is just a joy to my ears and heart. Thank you very much, Rihanna.
I just think this is an opportunity for these kids to grow, and one of the things that I'm really hoping that it does is that they just will want to come to school and be engaged and be partners in this learning, and the attendance will grow. And we're just totally launched for one of the most fabulous years you can even imagine.
And like Sally Ash, Principal Klein says she thinks this grant could have lasting benefits for the entire community far into the future. In Nanwalek, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.